Good afternoon, everybody. We also shortened the title here. It's different from what's listed in the program. They asked us to come up with six words or less, so, well, at least we got close. Just want to talk a little bit about some of our water conservation work. Here we have a list of items, strategies that can be applied to conserve potable water for turf grass irrigation. And the objective of one of our studies was how do several of these approaches interact with each other and whether they can be combined or not. So here we looked at irrigation with non-potable water. We looked at the use of plant growth regulators. And also we looked at increasing water distribution efficiency, A, through the use of soil surfactants, and B, through subsurface drip irrigation. Study was conducted from 2010 to 2012. We had two types of water, irrigation water qualities, potable and saline groundwater. We had a sprinkler and a subsurface drip system. We irrigated over 3 years at 50% reference ET for short grass. We looked at two grasses, Bermuda grass Princess 77 and Seashore Paspalum Sea Spray. And we had two wetting agents, Dispatch and Revolution, and we had Primo Max as a plant growth regulator. So here are the results. The two grasses were analyzed separately through for all these output variables. Just if the results were not different between the grasses, I list them together. So for turf quality, water quality had no effect on turf quality. The salinity level that we used clearly did not make a dent on either Bermuda grass or Seashore Paspalum. Overall, subsurface drip irrigation resulted in greater turf quality than sprinkler irrigation. And for Seashore Paspalum, the chemicals did not affect turf quality. And for the Bermuda grass, the Primo Max, the plant growth regulator, had the greatest effect. And the wetting agent or the control did not affect Princess quality. We measured some plant pigments. Water quality also did not affect, similar to turf quality, water quality did not affect the pigment content. For irrigation system, subsurface drip irrigation resulted in a greater pigment content in the grasses and greater than the sprinkler irrigation. And for the chemicals also, we had Primo Max resulted in a higher pigment content compared to the wetting agent or the control for Bermuda grass, but not for sea spray for Seashore Paspalum. On the soil moisture uniformity, water quality, interesting. The saline water had a greater soil moisture uniformity than the potable water. We're not sure exactly why that was. Irrigation system, the sprinkler system also resulted in a greater soil moisture uniformity than the drip system. Not at first look, not necessarily clear why that is. Second look, the sprinkler irrigated plots were square, so were fairly easy to irrigate from a sprinkler system, and we had a very high distribution uniformity of around 0.8 from the sprinkler system. And on the chemicals, the wetting agents resulted in a greater soil moisture uniformity than the Primo Max or the control treatments. In summary, I just want to point out that this was the summary. I can't summarize any further. However, if you want more information, the study has been published. Those were two publications, two articles in Crop Science. And on the top right, you see after 3 years of different irrigation, on the left side on the photo, you see the drip irrigation. On the right side, you see the sprinkler irrigation, drip irrigation of higher quality than sprinkler irrigation. And then I would like to thank all the contributing fine agencies and associations that helped us fund the study. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.